So what were you doing on August 6th?
The middle of the where they dropped it was behind me. I just went on a streetcar. There's a streetcar, uh-huh. you know, that passed uh-huh. right there by the bridge, and a streetcar goes across the bridge. I went through that place maybe 20 or 30 minutes before and went to the mountain. Koi, I dropped, that's the end of the, what you call, streetcar.
Uh-huh.
And then I stopped walking. So I must have walked 20 minutes or 15. I just reached the factory,
mm-hmm.
and that's when the bomb struck.
What happened to you?
Nothing happened. Imagine with the totan roof.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was right next to this big machine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's an office in there. Now, after the office, I cannot remember if I went to the office first or I was going to the office. You know, they have the roll call, you know, you gotta mm-hmm. sign in, or I don't know what we did. But I reached there and I was going to where I work. I must have passed one. Not, I told you the machines are big, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was close to the machine, I think, because that roof went and for some reason they had some glasses, you know, windows or glass window.
Uh-huh.
Because I cannot remember her name, but this girl got a glass. The blood was dripping so much, you know, mm-hmm. on the arm. So the glass said, you know, just shattered and then hit her.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so safe. I mean, I didn't hide or anything. I was just going to my, you know.
But you were in between heavy-duty machinery,
yeah.
So you were protected by them.
Right.
I see.
Mm-hmm. You know how, you know, after I'm talking to my friends, you know, and I said, you know, you can be really lucky. You can
mm-hmm.
be right next to the window. Or right next to something that followed you.
Right.
I'm right by the machine. I thought, oh, what's happened to this roof? Look
right.
at it. You
right.
know?
Right.
Everything's going down, you know? And here, the machinery, so the roof is hanging there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And right, I was right there. But
mm-hmm.
I didn't purposely go there.
Mm-hmm.
I was just walking.
Just happened to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did you do next?
So we had to go into the shelter,
mm-hmm.
you know, we all ran. We said, oh God, this, you know, what a heavy duty, what you call bomb we got. You
yeah.
know, we didn't know it was atomic bomb.
Right. Were there many people injured?
Yeah.
When
well,
you got together?
The student, I would say, you know, those kind of cuts and bruises and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Nobody got killed, I think.
How far was it from the hypocenter? The center of the explosion.
So many kilo, but I cannot remember it,
mm-hmm.
it. You know, it's you cannot walk. It's from, you know, from here you stand and you gotta look well. You know where the beach is. Kind of far, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say the distance of a beach, 3 miles maybe, or 5 miles.
Okay, so nobody was burned severely or anything like that. They were just sort of lightly injured.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me a little more about then next.
And then we went into the shelter, you know,
uh-huh.
and waited, you know. We didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the morning, I think, you know?
Right,
early
definitely.
Morning, because I just arrived there.
Absolutely.
So we had to stay half a day. I don't know what we ate, but the whole day, like, you know, because the factory is like that, you know?
Right,
and they
right.
had some fire, too. But we don't, you know, we didn't have to attend to that. We just
right.
stayed in. And then, I don't know if we ate or what, but we just sitting there and wondering, you know.
What happened?
What's going to happen next?
Yeah.
Where is the next bomb going to be?
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Because
yeah, yeah.
it was really close. We figured it's really close.
Yeah, right.
Because the factory went down like that, you know?
Right, right. You didn't know if it's a new bomb that's
no.
so massive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, we've been bombed. For weeks, nighttime, I'm at my auntie's house, and a lot of time, you know, neighbor's house is burning, and we gotta go and help,
mm-hmm.
you know, pass the water. We all were trained to help each other, you know. Anyway, those things happen, and she has one small shelter, and we go in there, you know, when we hear the siren in the middle of the night sometimes.
Right.
Daytime is a little bit easier because you know what's going on, you know. Anyway, and some houses were burning.
Yeah, so you
the
could
city was in already in bomb.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.